Livy Purvis, yachting monthly for September 2010. Solent Coast Guard, said a weary voice on Channel 16, calling vessel with a male and female on board, female by the name of Gwen, who is looking for a safety pin, which is apparently in the drawer. Please attend to your radio. No kidding, that was it. A simple domestic scenario relayed by the miracle of VHF to the whole listening channel. We were off Salcombe when we heard it. Though, of course, if Gwen and her mate really had left their FM radio stuck on transmit, they alone would not hear it, but would continue bickering about the safety pins indefinitely. Nothing is more shaming than an accidental marine radio transmission. We know this because in 1988 my nephew was born and we called my mother through the coast station on the old system. And we got a blow-by-blow account of the labour, managing to keep it brief, but she didn't put the phone down properly. So we and everybody else also got a long reminiscence about her own bygone obstetric adventures as Mum chatted to her friend in the room. In the end, we had to call the Coast Guard on Channel 16 just as she was getting to the afterbirth and frantically begged to be cut off. But at least it wasn't really our fault. For the undisciplined Gwens rummaging for that elusive safety pin in the chart table drawer, there is less excuse. I am constantly amazed by the frivolity of marine communications and the unawareness that Channel 16 exists for calling, often in quite serious need, and not for rambling passage plans with interruptions from him on deck about a likely change of route on the perilous voyage from Lymington to Newtown Creek. Nor is it ideal for inter-boat picnic planning. Basically, the words asparagus quiche should never be uttered on Channel 16, not ever. Unless Cousin Annie's pastry was so heavy that when dropped it holed the bottom of the boat. Mobile phones have taken some of the agony out of listening to all this codswallop, but not all. One bows one's head in shame. But when you think about it, there's always something to be shamed and shifty about on behalf of the vast and diverse and generally well-conducted community of leisure boaters. We all sink or swim in reputation by one another's behaviour. Perhaps it's defensive, given that the very ownership of a yacht, however small, ratty and battered, automatically makes non-sailors bracket you with the hedgiest of fund managers, or indeed with Aristotle and Nassis. So every time some Captain Calamity hits the headlines, every time a lifeboat is called out because someone ran out of fuel, every time a plastered crew of hoorays weaves down a residential road to the marina at midnight singing Eskimo Nell, every time some rude pig in a cheese-cutter hat barks at a local in a foreign harbour, we hang our heads all together in shamed synchronicity. I think my all-time low was on Barbados when we were getting diesel and a pompous skipper roared in fluent pigeon at the handsome lad in jazzy shorts, "You boy, bring diesel this boat, okay, chop chop!" I jumped up with our lines and Mum muttered an apology to the lad, who replied in faultless Balliol tones, "Oh, it's okay, you meet all sorts." Home from Oxford he was for the Christmas vacation. Even if he hadn't been, no need to address him as if he were a cartoon cannibal. No need either for crashing music, whether Mantovani or hip-hop, to pollute a quiet anchorage, or for teenage shrieking and unsilenced wire halyards in the middle of a tight raft of boats and letting your children bounce on other people's rubber dinghies on the bar. No excuse for dumping rubbish by the rural harbourside before a dawn flit or red-faced banging on the desk for attention when the lone night marina attendant is on the phone. No need to shout at a busy barmaid in regatta week. Look, I've been that barmaid. Some people have the manners of apes despite their 42-foot shiny schooners. Yes, you're stressed. We're all stressed. We chose quite a stressful hobby as it happens. But if a few of us make ourselves disliked, the world will dislike us all. And Paul adds this, though it's hardly a felony in comparison to the others, there's no need to keep your life jacket on all evening in the pub just to show you're a doughty adventurer. Put it in your string bag. Do.